Jamie and Locker with the year in the Green Zone. It's quite an impressive performance for the CFL on TSN. Kate Burness, Enoch Mwamba, Davis Sanchez, they're in Montreal. They're in Regina last night.
Whew.
That would have been a heck travel day.
That's a quick turnaround, eh?
They were on that 6 a.m. flight out of Regina. So I doubt they would have had one, maybe a red eye last night into Toronto, into Montreal to get there.
So, and Rob.
Friday night football.
Rob went the other way for the Saturday game.
Yeah. So we got more football tonight in the Canadian Football League, week one of the CFL season. Davis Alexander, the new starting quarterback for the Montreal Alouettes. We know Davis Alexander quite well in Saskatchewan because he beat the Riders twice in relief of Cody Fajardo's injury last year. That first game actually was, he didn't even start that game. It was Caleb Evans, and then he sucked. So they put Davis Alexander in. He storms back, gets the win. Then he came to Mosaic Stadium. Did his dad just die, or he just visited his dad? I know his dad died around that time or either before or after that game.
Okay.
He had family with him, his girlfriend and everything, in Regina for that game. And he goes out, balls out, and wins. So he is now the starting quarterback for the Montreal Alouettes this season.
You're a fan,
I'm
right?
A big fan. He's my pick for MOP. Like, if I had to pick, who's someone that's not being talked about to win MLP? Davis Alexander's my pick. You could go Nathan Rourke and Zach Caleros and Brady Oliveira and Trevor Harris if you want. I really liked watching this young man play ball last season for the Alouettes. I actually said on the show last year, because he was also a potential free agent, that if Montreal wants to bring back Cody Fajardo, have at it. Go get Davis Alexander for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Now, you know what they did. They signed Davis Alexander and said, sorry, Cody, you're no longer our number one guy. Flipped him over to Edmonton for a trade that has McLeod Bethel-Thompson as the backup quarterback in Montreal.
Moss likes to keep his guys with him, right?
Yes, and he really, really enjoyed working with Davis Alexander. Does
Moss do the offense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Quarterback. Offense, head coach, Jason Moss is, not that he's a control freak or anything like that. He's just, he has full control of that Alouettes team and, of course, allows Noel Thorpe to do his stuff on the defense.
What did you think of Drew Brown last night?
I like Drew Brown. I like Drew Brown when he was the backup quarterback of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and I'd put him up there, too, as a potential MLP candidate. I think he's going to show well. He threw for over 400 yards last night, and it seemed like quietly threw for 400 yards last night. And then you look at the numbers, and of course, they didn't even run the ball. They had like 10 carries the entire game last night.
That first drive was impressive. His release is odd. Like, he's almost throwing it from behind his head.
He has a bit of a hitch or whatever they call it, but whatever works for you, maybe not the most.
And it doesn't look like it's going fast, right?
He can throw a ball around the field.
I know, but no doubt. I'm just like, you see a guy like Jack Cohn, he's bombing it. Even Jake's got a good arm, right?
So it's going to be interesting. I think the East is going to be the beast this year, and the Riders will be up there too. And the Riders went at home last night. Some open line time for you, 1-877-332-8255. In a couple of minutes, we are going to announce the winner for our VIP table for the Sports on Tap watch party. Monday, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. Locker and I will be doing the show, Sports on Tap in Saskatoon, before puck drop, and then we'll hang out with you that evening. As long as it takes, maybe it'll be a quadruple overtime type night. If you want the VIP table, you still have time to get in. Give us your best rendition of the Oilers song that they're pumping in the room after wins, Pink Pony Club, 1-877-332-8255. What do we got here? Chuck, he wants He wants the VIP table.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to dance like Jamie at the Pink Pony Club. I'm going to dance like Walker Owen West Hollywood.
I like the twist of the lyrics, Chuck.
I don't mind it. He took a little liberty with the lyrics, but...
That's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
It's creative.
We've had kids singing.
Love it.
We've had some lyric changes.
You still have time. Just before 5:30, we'll tell you who gets the VIP table. So if you want it, get the guts to just record a little snippet into your phone of singing Pink Pony Club and then text it to 1-877-332-8255.
Be quick. You're running out of time here.
You are running out of time.
Yep. We're just going to do a draw for everybody that sent in.
Yeah, if you have the guts to do it, knowing we were going to play it on the radio for all your friends and family to hear, you get in. So that's what we're doing. I think, did Kurt just send one in?
Kurt. I think he got Boots, his kids to do it.
Boots, we got yours. He sent one in. Ryan just sent one in. So we got them coming. Make sure you put it in your phone. Text it in. 1-877-332-8255. We'll announce the winner for the VIP table coming up. So get to it.
Sports on tap in Saskatoon.
Also, send us your predictions for the Oilers and the Panthers right here, right now. I have 5-2, but it's the Oilers up 5-0, 5-1, late goal or goals to make it respectable. You're going double overtime tonight,
3-2, Oilers win, double overtime.
It's going to be a late night.
Second OT.
Shauna Foster is 5-4. We had a 4-2 score coming in as well. 1-877-332-8255. Drew Romendo will also have a little bit of a preview, and he'll be joining us at Sports on Tap on Monday.
I'm looking forward to meeting Drew.
The impressive Drew Romendo. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. They're living the glory days in Edmonton right now. I'll tell you what, when you see Rolly the goalie and Wayne Gretzky and Mass and all these guys rolling around Edmonton, yeah, it is a good dose of glory days for the Edmonton Oilers as they near game two action tonight. A glorious Suns playing, Triumph playing before game two. You can send in your score prediction, 1-877-332-8255. What do you think is going to happen here tonight? Game number two.
Catch one.
Hold on a sec. Let's explain what's about to happen. It's cut off now. You've had all day to get brave, record yourself. Because we were asking you to get the VIP table to sing for us. Sing for your dinner, as Locker says. And it was as simple as this. Just a couple of bars of the Oilers' victory song. Yeah, that's all you had to do. That was it. So how did we do? How'd you do, Saskatchewan?
Pink Pony Club.
I'm gonna keep on dancing
at the Pink Pony Club.
I'm gonna keep on dancing down in
West Hollywood.
I'm gonna dance like Jamie at the Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
All righty. You did good. You did good. So we are now have the names of all those who
it's
wanted
a number
it.
Corresponding with a name on a piece of paper.
So you have them numbered through at when they registered, when they got in. That number correlates with that person.
I'm going to throw all the paper at
and
you.
And I just have to catch one?
Catch one, and then that'll be the winner. Just hand
what
me
if
the...
I don't catch any? Well, then we're just going to have paper all over the floor. What if I catch two?
Just catch one.
Hold on a sec.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I think.
And then
I don't know.
Just hand it back to me, and I will find the corresponding name.
Okay. That one. Oh, that actually worked. That actually worked pretty well.
All right.
What do you got?
And number. The winner is.
Well, what number did you
Derek. Derek. He was
like one of the first ones that came in.
I think he was the first one who came in, actually, who gave us. It was this one.
I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing in West Hollywood. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
I don't hate Derek. Yeah,
it was number one.
There you go.
He was the first one in, and I pulled it out. Now there's paper all over the studio.
Awesome.
Good work, Derek. You're cleaning this mess up, by the way.
I'll get to it in a minute.
So, Derek... producer Scott's going to contact you, VIP table, you and three friends, sports on tap. You will have a seat for game number three, Oilers.
And we're picking up some.
And the Florida Panthers.
We're picking up
Monday.
Some appies and some drinks, too, on the Green Zone tap as well.
So if you recognize the dulcet tones of Derek in Saskatoon and you think that's your buddy, you might want to hit him up and say dibs on one of the other three chairs. There you go. Congratulations, Eric. Can't wait to meet you at Sports on Tap Monday for our Game 3 viewing party. Of course, the Green Zone will be live from there 2 until 6. And we have more watch parties depending. This all depends, of course, on how deep this series goes. We're planning
another one, yeah.
Another one for it's going to be a bigger watch party because you're going to have Riders and Oilers on for Game 3. Five and the Oilers' second regular season game. That is Saturday. We'll do the pregame show. It's going to be at a Boston Pizza location in Regina. We're going to do the pregame show. Then we're going to do like a pregame Oilers show because the Riders game will start at 5. The Oilers game will start at 6:20. But it needs to get to game 5 for that to happen. So
chances
don't want to sleep.
Chances are pretty solid, right? So the schedule right now, because game 2 is tonight, then they got the weekend off, and then Monday, obviously, we're game 3, and that series shifts back to Florida. Then the game 4 is on Thursday, June 12th, and then Saturday, June 14th, they're back in Edmonton. So three days break between game 3, game 4, and game 5. And that's the monster one we're talking about that sort of...
Yep.
That conflicts with the Riders game as well. So
I wouldn't say conflicts. I think it's a bonus.
It's a combo night.
We'll have some Rider green, some Oiler blue and orange, and a mix next Saturday. If it goes to game 5, Evan Bray will be in the building in game 5. We'll have to get him on the horn for that one, for our pregame show for not only the Riders and the Tiger Cats, but for game 5 of the Oilers. And the Panthers. Derek was listening, so he just texted in.
Congrats, Derek.
Congratulations, Derek. We'll see you. Sports on Tap Monday night. Are you going to pick up the paper? Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. There's some under there, Locker. I'll move out of the way. All righty. You have the Oilers and the Florida Panthers in game number 2 tonight in Edmonton as the Oilers will try to go up 2-0. Other NHL news, Peter DeBoer, he got fired by the Dallas Stars today. Gets him to back-to-back West Conference Finals, and he gets fired. That's your line. I am not saying that. Locker wants me. You do it. They showed him.
DeBoer.
Oh, my goodness. So Peter DeBoer got fired. Meanwhile, you have some Blue Jays baseball tonight. They're on the road against Minnesota. They're actually pretty hot right now. They took 2 of 3 from the Philadelphia Phillies, and they have won 8 of their last 9. And CFL football about to kick off in Montreal. The new starting quarterback of the Alouettes, Davis Alexander, under the helm against Nick Arbuckle tonight and the Toronto Argonauts. Drew Remenda with a preview of Game 2 next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. I hope you're enjoying your Friday as we get set for Game number 2. And by the way, again, thanks for everybody for participating in our VIP contest, and it takes a little extra to get up the courage to sing if you're not a singer and not confident doing it, to try to win a VIP table to hang out with us.
I will say this. There were a handful there that were like, oh, you can sing. We had some decent singers come in.
And
there were some funny ones too, but
And Joel, I know you didn't win, but you will be forever in Locker's heart.
Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
Yeah. Locker
I burst out laughing as soon as I heard it, because I wasn't listening to these. I was surprised. I was too busy doing other things, and so I was catching them for the first time as Jamie was playing them.
Good stuff. But Derek's our winner. We'll see you on Monday.
Everybody and else way, is welcome
to join
us. Yeah,
you can come, just because you didn't get the VIP table. Please do. Arrive, hang out with us. Maybe at the end of the night, we'll all sing Pink Pony Club together with the Oilers' win in Game 3. Against the Florida Panthers.
Sports on tap, too. Hear a lot of really good things. I haven't been there yet. I'm fairly new to the province, as you know, but I'm looking forward to checking that place out here. Great things.
Sports on tap, Prairie Land Park, Saskatoon, is where you can find us for Game 3. But let's get a preview of Game 2 tonight, Oilers and the Panthers. Drew Remenda is actually going to be there with us on Monday during the live show from 2 until 6 o'clock. But Drew, you're the coach. What are the changes? What one change for each team going into Game 2 tonight after what you saw in Game 1?
I really don't have to do much if I'm Chris Knobloch on the way that this team is playing. Talking to a guy at the gym today, he's an Oilers fan, and notice how I always managed to get a workout notification in there when I talked to you, is that the fact that he was saying, and I agreed with him, that the Edmonton Oilers, after Game 2 of the Los Angeles series, really started to figure out how they needed to play. And then we talked about this during the Dallas series, guys, about that one third period, it was Game 4, I think it was, that their third period, that the Edmonton Oilers, was absolutely perfect as far as hockey goes, as much as you can have a perfect period in a chaotic game. That their checking, their play off the puck has become so good that they are committed to that way of playing. There's a saying with my good friend Kelly Rio, who trains, you know, a lot of NHLers at Next Level Training here in Saskatoon. He's got a sign when you walk in the door, and I told you this, Jamie. The NHLers look at it. Are you interested or are you committed? Because there's a difference. And the Oilers are committed to playing now away from the puck with physicality, with play along the boards. Their board play. Sealing the boards has been tremendous this whole playoff, but the last two series, last six games, they've been very good at sealing the boards, and either ending plays or continuing plays, depending on what zone you're in. And their track backs through the neutral zone have been great. So I wouldn't say I would be, if I was showing video, which coaches we have to show video because we get into a panic attack if we don't the day after a game, is that I would show the things that have been working and really working extremely well and just reaffirm that we're on the right track. For the Florida Panthers, I would get on them. I would have been showing stuff about the forecheck. Their game is forecheck. And the Edmonton Oilers broke the puck out quite easily. Locker, 2 days ago when we talked before Game 1, you were mentioning how their offense starts in the defensive zone. They're breaking the puck out well, and they really were. There was a time in the second period where the Panthers did a good job on taking away with that third man high and taking away passes
on the boards. The
zone. Yeah. On exiting the zone, they did a good job. Because their defense was aggressive, because their forwards in the right place. But I thought they kind of in this third period got caught in between. I didn't think that they were all in as far as five guys being connected, working together on the.
The Oilers were kind of stretching them out, Drew.
Yeah, they were. And that's what that's one of the things you do if the other team is hemming you in, you can take that one guy out and try to push him out as much as you can.
Yeah,
but you got to be careful. You got to be careful because if you get caught and you're stretching out and they're not paying attention to you, But if you're the weak side winger, you start to skate off the puck as a weak side defenseman. I've got to make sure I back you up, and you trust that your third guy in the zone is going to be able to forward is going to be able to handle the defense leaving the zone. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were really that well connected and that as aggressive as they needed to be along the boards, winning those puck battles that allowed the play to get out of the zone quickly.
The interesting thing for me was there has been a bit of success, the series leading up to the Florida series here, the Stanley Cup Finals, where teams were able to at least, maybe not shut them down, but quiet Dreisaitl and McDavid. Do you think that that's a focal point for Florida, or do you think they're going to be more concentrated on it, like an overall play, like you said, just like, hey, let's get back to our forecheck game?
It's always a focal point when you're coaching. I sat in rooms with coaches, you know, talking about Leon and Connor, and you can only do so much, really. I mean,
yeah.
Two of the greatest players in the world, and my son David said to me the other day that Connor and Leon are too damn good, too great to not win at least one Stanley Cup together, and they are. So you try to mitigate as much of their impact on your team as possible. I really thought Dreisaitl's line was fantastic in Game One. They were physical. They scored goals. They were great around the net. They did a really good job. I was very. Yes. Was that Kapanen and Kane?
So
I was
good.
Very impressed with them. Yeah, they were very, very good. So when I looked at that line, you go, well, you try to do what you can, but it's hard. So you focus on what you can control. The key in going into the playoffs is controlling your emotions and controlling the controllables. Jamie, you and I have talked about it many times when we were hosting together. I would have that saying of, you know, play with emotion, but don't be emotional. Because when you play with emotion, you're in control. When you're emotional, you're not. So you have to make sure you take as much in stride as possible. So with McDavid and Dreisaitl, you can't control them, but when you're out against them, you can play up against them hard. You can be physical. You can finish checks. You can give them a little tap on the ankle here and there. You can give them a cross check in the ribs, and they're going to give it right back to you. But you've got to make sure that you let them know that their night is going to be as long as you can make it for them.
Drew Remender, our NHL analyst here on the Green Zone. Game two tonight. It is the Panthers and the Oilers. We're just polling the room. Goaltender interference, Drew. Locker and I fought about this on Thursday because right when the play happened, actually, my son and I fought about this on Wednesday night watching it. He thought it was goaltender interference. I was like, no, buddy. The defenseman's skate hits his skate and it trips him and makes him fall backwards. So that's. I don't think it's going to be called in goaltender interference. Locker.
I was okay with the call, Jamie. I said the problem I have with it is this conversation that we're about to have. That's the problem I have with it. Is it's an ongoing, like, just sort it out. Like, figure something out so it's not this, right?
It's going to be, though. I mean, it's always going to be this because it's a very objective or look at it. I mean, it's a subjective look, I should say. So it was in the summer at the GM meetings when they talked about the fact that they showed 10 goalie interferences or something like that. And the room was split all the time. And so these are the GMs trying to.
You know, you have a problem when.
Yeah. When, yeah.
The smartest hockey people on the planet can't figure it out either.
So you wonder, right? So it's very subjective. So the number one thing is, I agree with you, Jamie. I didn't think it was goalie interference at all. He got tied up with Jake Walman, and then Kulak tripped him, and he goes. The number one thing is, and I've had this discussion with referees who showed me video and said, here, look at this. Quit criticizing us and look at this. So number one is, where is contact made? Contact made inside the crease or outside the crease. That's number one. Number two, how is contact made? Did the opposing player go in willingly and make contact, or was he pushed in by an opponent? Number three is, was the goaltender able to reset and get a chance to make an attempt to make the save? Those are the three things that they look at. But after, within that becomes a lot of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. I don't even want to know what my record is when I'm watching a game or I'm broadcasting a game and I go, oh, that's goalie interference. And I'm, no, guess not. Or, no, I didn't think that was goalie interference, and yes, it is. So I think the subjectiveness of it is we're always going to argue about it. We're always going to look at it. And it's one thing that I will give Daryl Davis credit on, and I don't give him credit on much, as you guys know, is the fact that he brought it up once. What you're doing is that you're exchanging one controversy for another. But in the age of video replay. Yeah. But in the age of video replay, you can't not have it because it's available to the teams and the referees, and the GMs want it, and they're the guardians of the game.
Just out of curiosity, do you think both coaches sat down with tape and said, all right, like, this is what happened the other night. Sam falls into, Jake's doing this, la-da-da-da-da. Kane, you know, next time you get touched in front of that flop on Bob, right? Do you think there's that conversation? Because no one's getting these calls, right? So no, just go at the goalie.
I can tell you from our playoff experience when I was doing video for the San Jose Sharks, when we made, you know, playoffs our third year, the supervisor of officials is there, and he will come in and he will talk to the coaches, specifically the head coach, and they'll have the conversations, and the head coach will be, hey, can you show me? I'm going to show you this. And they'll show them video. They'll have these talks, and then the coaches will be able to relay kind of, this is, guys, this is where they're really looking at stuff, and this is where things that maybe we can maybe push the envelope a little bit here. But no, there's very little of walking over to a guy and saying, it's not like the old days where, hey, give me my pound of flesh over here. They don't do that anymore. It's more of letting the guys be aware, or having the guys be aware of what referees are focusing on. And you even know, as far as certain referees, we used to do this in San Jose. We would chart what referees called what, as far as what's their kind of favorite call.
Oh, okay.
That we had to be aware of. Don Kaharski, anything behind the play, he was calling. Anything behind the play, he was calling. So we made sure when Don was reffing that we were extra cautious about, you know, hooking a guy or tripping a guy behind the play. And that was back in the 90s when you did a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
That is Drew Remenda, our NHL analyst here on the Green Zone. Game 2 up in about 20 minutes from now. Oilers, Panthers, as the Oilers will try to take a commanding 2-0 series lead before this one shifts to the Florida Panthers home near South Beach. Champs and Chumps next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on, you're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Champs and Chumps here on the Green Zone. Just a pair of champs. First off, anybody who had the guts to record yourself singing Pink Pony Club and send it in for our contest,
we're champing y'all.
We're champing y'all. I hope you all are able to join us at Sports on Tap for our watch party on Monday. Congratulations again to Derek, who is our winner. Also, it is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. I will forever be changed after being able to be in Normandy I was in Normandy at this time last year when we took our family to Europe, and I met Bill Seyfried. He's from Guelph. He was a member of the Regina Rifles who stormed the beaches way back 81 years ago. Bill has just celebrated his 100th birthday last month. He did it in the Netherlands too. He was actually here for the Remembrance Day ceremonies because Princess Anne was in Normandy, and she said, have you ever been to Regina? Because he got recruited to the Regina Rifles while in Europe.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
While in Europe during the war. They were trying to find a battalion, and that's where they ended up, he and some buddies from Ontario. And he said, no. And she said, you need to go. And he took that as a command, like as the royal family saying, you need to go to Regina. And he did for Remembrance Day. He was here with his daughter.
Oh, my God. I love that story.
People like that, Bill, who's now 100 years old,
Not many of them left.
I was going to say,
unfortunately,
yeah. My grandfather fought in World War II. He wasn't on the beaches for this day, but he fought, and it was in the tank brigade.
So, thinking of all those who fought for our freedoms, 81 years ago today. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. We're getting ready for game two tonight. Florida, Edmonton. In Edmonton in the Stanley Cup final, it is 1-0 for Montreal over Toronto. No, it's not a hockey game. It's actually a football score. There is a rouge. Yay! Missed field goal point. Rewarding failure.
Forgot to bring up the rouge with Stu when I ran into it.
That is going on right now as we speak on some Friday Night Football. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Sports on tap in Saskatoon, 2-6 ahead of Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. Have a good weekend. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.